Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gammon. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And once again, we are doing a one-on-one show. think of it as the Mac Show Intimate Edition, because it's just the two of us.
Okay, I already have a short title for today.
Patrice, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Sorry, I have to write that down. Intimate edition. Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm just all over the place right now because I forgot to take my medication, so that didn't help. No, I'm good. I'm ready to take the next week off because I took vacation days for next week. There's a public holiday anyway on Friday, so I just decided to take the week off. Like, just it's too much. Everything's too much right now. It's like just so much. So no, I'm good. Weather is really nice today. It's kind of this nice fall. It's not cold yet, but it's coldish. I would call it like whatever, high 40s, low 50s. So like whatever, 9, 10 degrees, something like that. 12 maybe. Mm-hmm. In the evening, and it goes up to like somewhere in the 60s. So 17, 18 degrees, something like that. Celsius. Yeah, so it's nice and like the leaves are falling and the sun is shining still and there's not too much wind and so on. I guess it's that nice time, the nice part of fall before it then goes to shits and like gets cold and red and rainy and windy and all of that. Yeah, and I mean, I think in a week and a half, the Christmas market's opening here. The first one it is, I should say. Out of the whatever 50 that Vienna has that will open over the next month.
Nice.
Yeah. So highly recommend. Like, if you're in, either you got time and money and you want to just come to Europe, or you're in Europe somewhere and you just want to decide where to go for a weekend, highly recommend Vienna around Christmas time, like mid-November until like late December or whatever. Christmas. Perfect, because we have so many really cool big and small Christmas markets. They're all very different. Like, it's not, some of them are more commercial but really beautiful, some of them are just, it's like a beautiful scenery, like, you know, all those old buildings and castles and Sissi and Franz, mm-hmm. and all of that shit, like the sappy stuff and opera and, you know, all the things that people know about Vienna. There's also that, but there's also really tiny small ones, like little side streets. It's mostly people that either don't want to go to the big ones or live there or want to go there. So it's also kind of more intimate and small. We have those as well. Highly recommended.
You know, for as long as I have lived in Colorado, mm-hmm. I have never gone to the whole Christmas fair thing.
You should.
At least once.
You should at least.
Yeah, I should do it. I've been to the one in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in December when I was there, which makes sense. And it was night. It was cold out. We're all bundled up in our coats. It's snowing very lightly, mm-hmm. and the whole thing was just a magical experience.
Sounds like it.
It was loads of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
So, I guess what I'm saying is I should experience that in Vienna at some point.
You absolutely should. Like that I like, you have to. It's really cool. What is that? It's one of the, I mean, there is actually Salzburg. I can also recommend if you're in the area. Salzburg is
mm-hmm.
even more crazy beautiful. It is very cramped because there's like smaller streets and like Salzburg is not like, especially the old part of the town, is not like vast spaces. It's a little bit more cramped, but it has a lot of flair with like live music, like people and just good food and good and very expensive food and stuff like that. So I can also recommend that. Do a Christmas market tour through Europe. Why not? There's a lot Why of really not? Cool ones. I mean, Birmingham has, like, I've been to, I hope it's still going, the German market in Birmingham, I hope it's still going on. But it was really cool, like, really cool market, like, to go there. The company did help as well, but.
Sure.
Yeah, and some alcohol.
Of course.
If you're doing such a thing, you don't have to.
Right. Drink what you want, and, yeah. And no one will judge.
Just do it.
And the third says that his wife goes every year, and yes, it is still happening.
Nice. Very good. Yeah, it's the German Christian market. Tons of people from Frankfurt. I think Ian always called it the Polish market because it seems to be a lot of people from, let's say, Eastern Europe, but which also kind of tracks for Frankfurt, so makes sense. Maybe more Turkish mm-hmm. we would need, but no, but it's because there's a partnership between Frankfurt and Birmingham, like a city partnership, so that's why. Yeah, but it's really cool, okay. As I said, and quite authentic. Like, I really enjoyed it. Been awesome. A couple of times, always enjoyed it. So good on them that they're still going. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. All right, well, there's...
How are you doing? I forgot to ask.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Oh, wow, I'm doing fine, but...
what is that? Something about freaked out. I always forget what fine stands for.
Yeah, what does that stand for?
Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and something else.
It's something like that. Yeah. No, I realized as I said, "Oh, I'm fine," but and I am that when we're done today.
Yeah, freaked recording. Out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
Okay, so there'll be a small amount of that after the show, because I'm going to get my haircut after the show, and I'm Ooh. Going to get my haircut after the show, not so much because I actually need a haircut, but because the barbershop that I have been going to for years and years and years, mm-hmm. seeing Jenny, she's fantastic, just wonderful woman. The landlord chose not to renew the barbershop's lease. They've been there for like 40 years, 50
wow.
years.
Wow.
And they just want to rent, or they're going to rent out or lease out the space to the brand new pharmacy that moved into the unit next door, let them knock down the wall and have a bigger space.
Huh.
That so sucks. Basically, they're doing it so that they can make more money.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Than they're making off the barbershop.
Yeah.
So today is the last day the barbershop is open.
So you should get like purple hair or something. I was just thinking, like purple or light pink could look really good on you.
I don't know if they actually do hair dyeing. Huh.
Just because. I mean, it's the last day, right?
Right. But they do that thing where they use a straight razor and the hot shaving mm-hmm. cream mm-hmm. on your neck and mm-hmm. shave your neck with a straight razor. And oh, it just feels so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if you're lucky, they open up somewhere else. You find a different space.
Well, the owner mm-hmm. decided that he's old enough now that he's out.
Oh, okay.
So his business is shutting down.
That really yeah. sucks.
But, yeah. So Jenny, she said she'll let us all know when she gets everything sorted out and figures out where she'll be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
But who knows when that will be?
Mm-hmm.
And I figure this is the last day of Alpine Barbers being open, so I need to go by, and if I'm going by, I should get a haircut too.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I know.
Why not?
I can always use one.
Yeah, that's a safe bet for me.
Yeah. See, compared to me, go once a year, something like that. Yeah. But then I also spent, you know, like, whatever, $60 or something.
Yeah. Well, this will be an expensive barber trip for me, because I will make sure that I give Jenny a really good tip.
Oh, that's nice. That's really good. You should. Yeah, that's, I mean, that and, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving, whenever, you should always give them, like, a nice tip.
I agree. Yep. Yep.
Nice. Yeah. So now,
all right, well,
we should talk about stuff, Apple stuff, right?
Now that you've been my therapist, thank you.
I've talked
through my big emotions.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about what's happening next week for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been speculation that we would have an October media event from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Then the iPad mini 7 was announced and people said, oh, well, if that came out as basically just a press release, not basically, literally as a press release, then maybe that means there isn't going to be an event for anything else. And I kept saying, and I think you said too, that press release has no bearing on whether or not there's an announcement
but I also,
or an event.
I also said already a month ago that I didn't think there would be an event. I mean, there is a lot of precedent for it. And even I said last week, I said, no, like, if it's literally, I think I said it on the Mac show last week, like if it's just a spec bump, just in air quotes, even that is nice and important. Or like minor changes, even a product, but it's not one of the flagship products, not enough for an entire thing. They could literally just drop a press release, even a video. They could literally, I think they've done that in the past, they could literally just drop a video in and say, hey, here's the new, whatever, Mac Mini XYZ, MacBook, whatever they want to announce. And here's a nice, whatever, 5-minute video about like the whole thing. Like kind of in the style of the keynote, but they're not streaming it. They're literally just saying, well, it's on YouTube now and it's on our website. Go watch it. They've done that in the past and they can do that again. It's kind of that middle ground between let's do a full event, press event, and like invite people over and like show them and whatever, all of that. Versus the, okay, just drop a press release and good luck. And that's kind of the middle thing, right? Like there is a video and a accompanying press release with it. And they do invite, I mean, I know that from like Uber and whatever, they do invite people over to usually the whatever, California, like San Francisco, no, San Francisco, like actually Apple campus probably, and
Cupertino.
Then New York, Cupertino, yeah and then like New York and London and like a couple other places in the world, simply like hubs basically. So I think most of Europe, they just go to London real quick and get their press briefings and their review units and stuff like that.
And off they go.
So well, it's kind
Patrice, of... Patrice, everything that you said, and I do remember you saying this. I'm pointing that out because I am backing up that you called it. And we now have Apple teasing through social media that they're starting announcements, exciting announcements on Monday. So it's Friday today. So a couple days from now.
Yeah. So literally, what happened is that Greg, I think Joswiak, posted on Twitter. And yes, I'm still calling it Twitter. I posted on Twitter that he said, "Mac your calendars. We have an exciting week of announcements ahead, starting on Monday morning. Stay tuned." So I think the Monday morning will just probably just be, "Hey, by the way, 18.1 is shipping. Here's Apple Intelligence." And then I think from there we'll probably get some whatever up to M4 MacBook Pros and stuff like that. So I think quite predictable what we will get. Don't expect any big earth-shattering things. It's just, we're keeping things updated and there will be some nice stuff in there. And people will be happy and other people will complain. It's the usual, right?
That's exactly how it goes. It doesn't matter what Apple announces.
Yeah.
People will complain and people will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I have been saying for years, and I'm saying this because I'm backing up what you're saying because you're right. I have been saying for years that people tend to to think that Apple is making products for them personally.
Personally, yeah.
And if they don't get the product, that's exactly what
then
they want. Then it sucks because Apple failed to make the right thing because they needed to make my product.
Yeah. So if we don't get the rumored for years, smaller Mac Mini or the stick Apple TV or whatever that people seem to absolutely want, then it's a failing on Apple's side and not just, well, the other things are selling fine, why would we change it? Right?
Right.
So, we'll see. Yeah, but it is, I mean, it is cool. Honestly, I almost prefer it this way now. I mean, we had the big events, we had WWDC and we had the September event. And I think there was wasn't there like an April or May event even? Wasn't there something? I seem to remember. It's been so long. Feels like forever.
Maybe
we did or maybe we didn't. Maybe I just misremembered. Maybe it was just a press release. I don't know. But I actually like this. Like, I mean, if it really, we don't know. But if it really turns out that they have, I don't know, Monday to Thursday or even Monday to Friday or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever, like whatever they call a week, if we really have like a couple of cool announcements spaced out, I actually like that. It's a little bit more spaced out. It gives you time to digest it, to think about it, to read about it, to like really be excited about it. And then the next thing comes. Instead of, hey, here is 15 new things. And then you have to pick and choose and say, okay, this one I kind of have to pass on because there's these other things that are, for me personally, more important kind of. And so you don't get excited about the things that are still very exciting, but just... you have so many, you have to choose.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, I know there's value from a marketing standpoint of having a big event, an extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, you as I said,
I'm with you. It doesn't have to be that all the time.
You invite YouTubers over, and you invite press over, and you invite whoever else you want over. I mean, industry people, celebrities, whatever you want to invite over, you invite them over, and like a big splash, and they talk about it. Oh, there's a big Apple event or whatever. Yes, there's a lot of value in doing that, but not every. If you do it every time, it also kind of loses a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we are very likely getting our M4 Mac updates.
Yeah, I would say
so.
Quite safe unless something major happened. I mean, the M4 is out. They've already shipped it in the iPad Pro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the iPad Pro? Yeah, my memory.
iPad Pro.
Place. Yeah. So they've already shipped it. We know it exists. I mean, not a surprise, but yes, we know it exists. We can, I think, pretty safely assume that there is Pro versions and Max versions and Ultra versions of those M4 chips as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, since I think, isn't the MacBook still on the M2 or did they do an M3 and I forgot? Wow, my memory is bad
MacBook
today.
Pro has an M3.
Okay, so they did the M3, but I think I think the Mini, for example, I think they skipped the M3 completely. Because I got the last one and that's an M2. No, I got the last one and that is an M2. So I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Unless I really forgot, which today is totally possible, I think they skipped the Mini last time around. So we'll see. It's going to be.
I'm looking on Mac Tracker right now.
Yeah. But is this that?
Yes, M2 is what it currently has.
So, and is that the Mini and maybe some other devices got only the M2? Mac Studio, yes, thank you, Bobby. The Mac Studio is also still on the M2, which is, I mean, the big brother of a Mini. Kind
isn't
of.
The Mac Pro on an M2 still?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, because that was, I think, at the same time.
I've got Mac Tracker open, I can check.
Yeah, because that was announced at the same time, I think. It's the Mac Studio. So
Mac Pro and
no chip.
Where's the? Oh, there it is. There's just a lot more information about the Mac Pro before you get to the processor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still an M2 Ultra.
Yeah, M2 Ultra. That's what I thought. So as I said, I mean, I don't think anybody is surprised if we are saying M4 will come to more Apple Mac hardware. Like it's not a big surprise that that's going to happen. We might potentially even see another iPad, potentially. But I think that's probably more a next year thing.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think that's fine with the M3 currently. So, and the Pro has the M4. So,
right, yeah. So, what do you think about the rumors that the Mac Mini is getting redesigned, smaller form factor, all that?
I could say about damn time. Because no, I'm not joking. The Mini is form factor wise basically still the same from the Intel era. They literally, and if you open it up and you look at it on the inside, it's kind of funny how much space is in there. And
yeah, you're right. The last time it was redesigned, it was just made shorter.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit shorter, but it
was 2010.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We got that. We got that current. Like before, it was kind of more, I think, higher, and I remember like a little bit more like cube-like almost, not quite, but a little bit more. And then it kind of got flattened, and that was kind of, I think, the last time they really changed it. And I said it's really. I mean, it's kind of funny because the Apple Silicon needs so much less space. It does need so much less cooling and all of that compared to the Intel versions they had before. That, like, I mean, there's if you look at iFixit, there is a ton of really dead space. I mean, kind of dead in there. It probably still helps with cooling a little bit, but it's kind of dead space in there. I think I've seen people stick like SSDs in and stuff like that. Just because they could. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, it makes sense. Will they do it this time? Does it require a redesign? No. That's why I said, like, they don't have to. They could literally say, well, it sells fine. Nobody seems to care. Gets anyway, they stick it somewhere and just leave it there. I think the only real reason that I could see is data centers. And Apple is using them themselves from what I've seen sometimes for data centers. Mm-hmm. So I could see that because, yes, less space in a data center means you can pack more in. So for sure. Mm-hmm. I think for most people at home, it really doesn't matter if it's smaller or not. It literally gets stuck on a desk or behind something or here, like for me, in a shelf, and nobody cares. So would
even
it be nice?
The original design?
Yeah.
That was still small.
Yeah, it's tiny. It's. I mean, if you really think about it, most like mini PCs are about that size. I'm just looking at mine, maybe slightly smaller. And I say that because I'm literally looking at a mini PC or something right now because I want to replace my Mac Mini with like a Linux machine because I'm just realizing that my Mini is just not what I need. So about the same size. It's not. I mean, even the NUCs or whatever, Intel's, they're a little bit higher, I think, and a little bit smaller in width and like depth. But that's about it. It's like volume-wise probably about the same. So... yeah, I think if Apple wanted to redesign it, they for sure would make it smaller because there's not much else they want to cram into it. For the Mac Studio, it's different because they had to add this insane amount of cooling to it, like especially on the higher end versions, they needed that space to actually cool it down. Because yes, even an Apple Silicon at some point is getting really hot if you're doing crazy amounts of compute stuff. But the Mini is not that. So I think they could, if they redesign it, it's mostly they're gonna shrink it down a little bit to reduce the space and not just space, also usage of materials, right? Because if you have to produce all that aluminum, whatever, like for a case that you really don't need.
Like, right.
So environmentally. And that's 100%. They will point out if they do that. They will say, "Oh, it's more environmentally friendly, like net neutral 2030, all of that, because it's smaller, less packaging, less materials, maybe a little bit less power. Because the M4 is more efficient and like all of that. Like 100%. That's gonna be the story. This is smaller, more efficient, more like environmentally friendly. That's why we're doing it."
Mm-hmm.
100%. I mean, I could write it for them if you want to. It's like that's the story.
And we're going to see their logo for their green commitment along with that.
Yeah. I mean, they could even do the climate neutral stamp on it if they wanted to. Somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, but they could probably figure out a way to do this climate neutral as well if they wanted to. Right. Oh, it's mm-hmm. all recycled aluminum and whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, I would say the chances for that are quite high that they do it. Actually, now that we've talked about it and talked about the whole climate environment, I think that's literally what's going to happen. That's the whole reason why they're doing it. It's not because they have to. It's not because they really want or that they not want to in the sense of, oh, we can do it better in a sense of nicer design and whatever new features. No, it's literally just, okay, we can redesign it so that it's more climate friendly. Mm-hmm. And that helps them with their targets. So literally, that's the story.
So there you go.
Yeah. Now that we've talked it through and we figured it out.
Yeah. I think you're right. We figured it out.
Yeah.
All right. So should we talk about iOS 18.2? Or is there more to talk about here?
No, I think that's mostly it. I don't honestly. I'm waiting for what else they will do. As I said, 18.1 will get the whole Apple Intelligence will get. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what else they could announce. I mean, maybe that's enough. They have a Mac Mini. They have a MacBook. Maybe they do an iPad and then do 18.1 and then the week is gone. So I think might even be
maybe an iMac refresh.
Oh, that could be. We didn't even talk about that. Yes, you're right. The iMac is also, it's probably even older, right? I don't think they did they even do the M2 update? I don't think so.
I think there's an M2 in the iMac. Let's see what Mac Tracker says.
I thought they iMac completely skipped
most
that.
Most recent is okay, so let's see. Last refresh was November 2023, so about a year ago.
Okay, then they did. And then they did an M2.
Yeah.
Or an M3 even could be. Because if it was 2023, then it's at least an M2.
Where in the world is that listed? Okay, so here's the problem I have with
Mac Tracker.
Oh, I was on the wrong tab. That's the problem. Oh. The problem I have with Mac Tracker is me.
Okay. It's always, what Ian says, the squishy bits in front.
The squishy bits, the problem. Oh, you know what? I am wrong. You are right. It has an M3.
Okay. It has. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure. Like, they're 2023, there's a possibility for either one. Okay, so it has an M3. Well, then maybe not. I mean, they could literally just slap it in because we've heard that they have problems with the M3 with production and whatever. They might just do it just because they can. Like, hey, by the way, we just switched out the M3 with an M4. That's it. More efficient.
You know, and if they don't have production problems with the M4 like they do with the M3.
Sounded like it, yeah. That they didn't.
Then there you go. That would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we got so few devices with the M3 because they could literally seem to have issues producing them. So, but it's possible. We'll see. iMac, I'm not 100% on. It could also be that they reserve that for early next year somewhere, like spring event time.
Yeah. And Apple doesn't seem to be, seeing iMac updates or refreshes as something urgent.
No, I mean, it's very clear if you look at it where Apple puts the emphasis. Like the MacBooks and the MacBook Pros and the MacBook Airs are usually the iPad Pros are kind of the top of the line, and those get more frequent updates and more modern CPUs. And the others seem to be sometimes skipping a generation and so on, because I think they're not solving enough. They're probably still solving a lot for compared to others, but they're because other a bad product for Apple is a huge success for another company, volume wise and revenue wise. Mm-hmm. I think they're just skipping it. I could for the iMac, since they just updated a year ago, they might just say, well, next year. Actually not say anything in this case. And then do it next year. No, you can't do all at once as well. So I'm excited for the MacBook Pro. I'm thinking about upgrading. I mean, I have an M1 MacBook Pro, which is still a great machine. But I'm it's getting to the point 3 years. I'm like, yeah, maybe I should upgrade and solve this one while I can. So might maybe do that. We'll see.
Yeah, my M2 MacBook Pro is still doing
Oh,
great.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I have an
So
M1
there'd have to be
Ultra,
something.
so
Oh, yeah.
even less of a
And
reason. Yeah, I might. We'll
yeah.
see. We'll see. If it looks somewhat enticing, I might just do it. We'll see what the resale value of this one is, and then maybe do it. But we'll see. I'm in no
Yeah,
rush.
and yeah. If it's doing everything you need and
Yeah.
there's nothing that compelling for your use case, why spend the money?
Yeah. I mean, I have the money. I could do it, but do I have to?
Only if you want to.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. So, yeah, we wanted to talk about 18.2 and Apple Intelligence. I mean, that's the other thing that will for sure happen next week. 18.1 ships, and then we got already the 18.2 betas, which is not unprecedented. They have, I mean, technically even 18.1 was like that, because they started releasing the betas for 18.1 before 18.0 even was released. Like a month even ahead or something. It was at least a couple of weeks ahead of the release. Like, I want to say late August. Something like
I
that.
don't remember how early it was,
Yeah,
but I
but
do
quite early.
remember it happened ahead of time.
Yeah. So, for sure. So that's it's the Bob Beach is saying in the chat that Apple Intelligence feature don't particularly excite him. In a way, I'm with you on that one. Because the things in 18.1 are kind of the easy ones. There's the low-hanging fruit, the not super crazy features. I've been on the beta since whatever whenever they came out. I got pretty quickly also access to it because it's invite only. So that's one of the things I'm wondering. I think it will still be invite kind of you request access to it for the public shipping version. So and then I mean last time it was literally like you requested it and within whatever an hour you had it. But I think if they really go with this one, then I think there will be a little bit more waiting time because now everybody wants to use it. And I think they do that because they have to scale up the infrastructure behind it to handle it. Because there's some stuff that is happening server side. I like the summaries are really helpful. They're sometimes wrong and then they're hilariously wrong. But the notification summaries, the email summaries, and so on, I found quite helpful. The writing tools are nice. Bob Beach is saying also in the chat that he doesn't need the writing tools. He's good at writing. I would say I'm probably also not so bad, even though it's my second language. I know Jeff, you're a really good writer because you do that professionally even sometimes. I think that, but that's not the point. Sometimes it's a tool. And if you have a case where you're like, I don't wanna spend the time and I don't or whatever, or it's just faster that way or whatever. I want to get like I need to have a quick message out and have it like get me started real quick because it's just gonna take too long to write it myself. And then like you have a starting point and then you rewrite it in a like edit it basically in a way or rewrite it in a way that then works for you. And I've seen some professional writers say that they're like, yeah, I use ChatGPT and whatever because it gets me started. The empty paper is sometimes the hardest part, and once you have something, it's easier to then take it and shape it and rewrite it and redo it and collect maybe extra bits of information that it was missing and fact check it and whatever and do the work, but then you have a starting point. So it's like I see it, and if it's not for you, fine. Like it's not nobody's forcing it. That's the cool thing. It's not so much in your face. It's not the, hey, use me. I'm AI. Whatever. Like that's not Apple. What others are doing, like Duolingo. I'm looking at you very much so, for example.
Instagram.
Yeah.
I go to make a post and there'll be a pop-up in the way
LinkedIn.
of the
LinkedIn.
interface.
Same.
Hey, try this AI feature. No. How do I turn that AI feature off?
Yeah. And The third is saying it's going to help him massively because he's dyslexic. And there is a ton of people, as I said, English is second language or third or fourth or whatever. Dyslexia. There's a lot of people out there that like will really appreciate it. They're not, maybe they're also not writers. They don't want to be writers. They just want to write something that sounds good or sounds a certain way and it helps them get there. Perfect. So, it's, as I said, I really like it. Like, I mean, you can literally go in and say, hey, like, you've written a text and you're like, rewrite this for me in whatever style you want. Because, I don't know, you wrote like an email and it was kind of, whatever, complainy. And you're like, hey, I probably need something that's more professional. So please rewrite this, but make it sound more professional. And then it goes in and does that for you. And you can edit after. Like, it's nobody's forcing you to use it at all or to send it exactly as it is. You can literally just say, no, didn't like it. I've heard some people compare to ChatGPT, and they're saying ChatGPT is better, which is not a surprise. ChatGPT has years head start on this feature.
And has scraped much content.
Yeah, I mean, so did Apple, to be fair.
yes, but I don't think Apple got as much as ChatGPT did. I might be wrong, but
They have admitted
I think
that
ChatGPT got a lot more.
Oh yeah, and I mean, ChatGPT has also everything you're sending to everything you're using it for, everything you're sending to it, all of that also trains their model. They literally ask for that, and they did, especially in the beginning. That's why in Europe there were certain countries that banned it for a little while, because it was kind of like all you did, everything you gave it to it, it would store, like privacy nightmare. Worked it out somehow, I don't know, but probably paid someone in the government. Don't. But no, kidding. But yeah, it's I mean, as I said, it's not a surprise. And there is other good models out there, but all of them have been around for a little while. And Apple is, in this sense, not in AI in general, but for this particular type, what they're doing and this feature, they are behind because they're behind in announcing it. And this is unfortunately one of those things where learning happened. It's not something that can be perfect day one. Which is also, I think, why they're shipping it quite carefully. That they're not shipping all the features they announced in Apple Intelligence. They're not shipping, like, oh, you can just tell it whatever and it's gonna do whatever. They're very controlled in what they allow you to do and like what options you get for like rewriting things and so on. You can't just say, whatever, write it in Ewan Rankin's voice or whatever. It's not gonna do that. With ChatGPT, you could try that. It would probably work. Be interesting.
You could, because so much of my content, actually I think everything I've written that's accessible online has been scraped by ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
So you could ask ChatGPT to write something in I Love Me.
If it remembers who you are.
If it remembers who I am,
because that can happen. Like, I mean, it might, because it can't, sometimes it doesn't know if you say Jeff Gamet, maybe, okay, in your case, probably there's not too many Jeff Gamets that do this, so it might be fine. But if your name, if there's a famous other person out there that has the same name as you, even though you have a ton of content out there, it might not necessarily get that difference.
That's true, because it doesn't know how.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to tell it the Jeff Gamet from Mac Observer or something, and then it might maybe understand. Ah, it was this Jeff Gamet. Okay, fine. Yeah, but as I said, it's a tool. Use it. I've sent some funny messages with Jeff, and I used ChatGPT for it because it was really good and funny, and took a couple tries to get it right, and I rewrote some things, whatever. But it was really funny the conversation we had, and sometimes it doesn't have to be perfect. In this case, it was literally just it's funny. Like, I'm not even using it for anything important. It's just funny. It's just fun to have, and why not use the tool?
Yeah, the features that we're getting in 18.1, the AI related features, and then what's coming in 18.2.
Oh, we haven't even talked about that. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. What gets me excited about these features, it isn't the ability to make graphics, genmojis or whatever.
But anyway, they're really good
stuff like that. And I'm looking forward to seeing that in action. Yes, but what gets me excited about all of this is that my dream for, at this point, decades now, has been for Apple to get us to the point where Knowledge Navigator is a reality, where we have a personal computing device that anticipates our needs and can act as a true assistant. And I feel like the steps Apple is taking is getting us closer to that all the time. And I'm seeing some of that happening in 18.1 and 18.2.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting definitely closer, and it's still, I mean, remember, this is the hopefully, we'll see. I mean, with Siri, we've seen it can also go the other way, but hopefully, this is the worst it will ever be.
Right.
Hopefully. As I said, we can also go
Hopefully.
backwards, but hope not.
Right. Yeah, we do have the S lady to
Yeah.
back you up on that.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, also sometimes it has to get worse before it gets better. We know that as well. So it may be
Okay, well
temporarily it's
then,
worse and then it gets better. We'll see.
hopefully the S lady starts getting better because she's been getting progressively worse for a while.
Yes. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, 18.2, what do we get? You get the ChatGPT integration. So you can log in. You can just literally enable ChatGPT, no login. That works. You can log in with your account then, because then you have some like memory and some features. And if you have a paid account, it even like you get even more, right? Because you have more options then. So that is quite nice. But you don't have to. Like you can literally just not enable it and it's fine, works. You get the only thing that doesn't work without ChatGPT is, I'm trying to remember what it's called. Basically, what they showed in the presentation, you can long press on the whatever the camera button on the side, and then it turns into the kind of you can point it at something and then ask it. Like I can point it at my Stream Deck, for example.
Visual intelligence.
Ah, thank you. And then you get here two options. So I took a photo of my Stream Deck and you get two options, ask and search. And if you say ask, that's going to ChatGPT. So you can ask it something about what you're seeing. And if you do search, it will go to Google. It asks you, first time you do it, it asks you if that's okay that they send it out, because for sure that's leaving your device. And then you get some Google search results. So in my case, it's showing me that, oh yeah, this is a Stream Deck. And it even detects like which version exactly it is and so on. So it's actually, I've tried it a couple of times and it is not actually not bad. So this is a nice feature that you get. As I said, both Google integration and ChatGPT integration. You can, I think, also ask Siri directly about it. But I don't know how good that is. What else you get for sure? I haven't gotten that yet because I'm on the list. Genmoji, generating images. I think the sketch removal, I think, is not yet in it. They said it's coming later. At least not shipping in the first beta.
The sketch removal.
What was it called? I'm blanking on it. You draw basically on a picture and then it removes a person or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you can sketch on anything, whatever, this out or whatever, and I think that was the feature if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah,
We've already established my
not the
memory.
right terms, but
Yeah,
yeah,
my memory today
the
is
smart remove feature.
whatever. My memory today is crap.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one I think there was three things and we only got the first two, Genmoji and visual thingy. And the image generation, whatever it's called, Image Playground, I think. I think that sounds about right. Which was I saw I've seen I don't have it, but on InSpace we had a couple people, even one or two from Apple, but not in that department, and not, they're like working mostly in support, I think. And one of them got access. He was the only one out of the entire group. He said in his entire department he's the only person who has it. So no, just because you work at Apple, you don't get better access to
It doesn't
stuff.
mean you get it.
Yeah.
So
But
is that the feature
it generates
where
images.
you do just a rough drawing and then it turns it into a nice drawing for you?
Oh, maybe that's the one that's not yet there. I just remember sketch something, so maybe that's the one. No, you can take a picture, or I think you can give it a prompt and it will generate something, as far as I remember. I think the sketch drawing exactly is the one that's not there, now that you mentioned that.
Image Playground?
Yeah, Image Playground. That's what I meant. So,
okay, okay.
Yeah, Image Genmoji and Image Playground, I think you got. So, okay. Yeah. But I've seen some images generated. Again, not as... Yeah, thank you, Bob Peach. Not as full-featured as other image generation tools are, including like Stable Diffusion and so on, where you can literally type in whatever and it will generate something, whether that's any way even close to what you wanted, different story, but it will generate something. It's more limited from what I've seen in styles and what it can do. It's probably more user-friendly, to be honest, because the others are quite... You have to know what you're asking for and how to ask for it and so on. But the results are not perfect. I saw some artifacts here and there where, like, whatever, there was a table on the side and kind of looked, there was like some artifacts you saw. It's like, okay, this is still generated. And it's not photorealistic. It's not supposed to be photorealistic, but it was actually quite nice. The table, it messed up the person. I think he took a picture of his daughter. And then generated like a starting point, basically, and then generated something out of it. The person, it was a stylized, artsy version of the daughter, but was pretty good, really cool. I really liked it. Really looked nice. There was sitting on the sofa, and the sofa was fine, but the table got messed up a little bit. There was like a break in between, like some artifacts. So it's not perfect yet. I mean, it's also a beta one, so
keep calm. Right.
But it was, I really liked the pictures. I looked at them and everybody was like, wow, this actually look really, really cool. So I think it's going to be a fun thing to play with. I don't know if it has any other value than that, but it's really going to be fun to look at.
You know, you triggered a memory for me. Something that I tend to bring up a lot when features like this come out, they're polarizing because we get a bunch of people saying, this is a feature that has no value. Why did Apple waste all the time working on this and they could have done something else? Because it's an important feature, even though it doesn't seem important to you.
Yeah, and sometimes...
Just because it's not something for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. And I mean, sometimes it's, Apple thinks 3, 5, 10 years down the line. We see that all the time. Like there's a new product coming, like the Vision Pro came out. And then you look back and you look at all the little steps that they took in before to make this a reality. And you're like, hey, okay, now I understand. In hindsight, I think we talked about it when the Vision Pro came out. Like in hindsight, you understand, hey, okay, this was a step, this was a step, this was a step. Every one of them was kind of useless. Like, I mean, why do I need AR kit on my iPhone? It's kind of funny. I can put whatever my IKEA shelf in a corner and take my phone and go around. Yeah, okay. And then you have the Vision Pro, and you're like, okay, now it makes sense. And that's Apple. Like sometimes the technology itself, it has some value. There's something Apple will never just release because there's a technology. They will always have a reason that they tell you, but frequently this leads to another thing, leads to another thing, leads to another thing, and then all of a sudden you have something that's really cool. Yeah, it's building blocks. It's like Lego bricks. They're putting all the Lego bricks in place, and then eventually you have a Death Star.
Right. Yep. Just don't drop it. The pieces go everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of like the AirPods Pro case.
Very much like that, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I still think Apple built an ejection, like an automatic ejection system into it, because the if you drop it, the AirPods Pro just shoot out. So I think this is intentional.
And they shoot out in opposite directions every single time.
Yes. So I think this is intentional.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Good. Enough. I don't remember anything else about 18.2. By the way, it's not just 18.2. There's also 15.2 macOS, same features. iPadOS probably as well. Vision, we haven't gotten a new beta yet. But probably, I think it was last time, also a week after. So probably next week.
So, yeah, probably next week. All right. Well, then let's do some show and tell. You just got some new watch bands.
I did. So I got actually three from Amazon. I have to look up. I'll put the links in a second in the chat. But I have three that I bought. I just wanted to. I have exclusively so far. And that's not true. I bought once an extra third party one. Didn't like it. Sent it back because I didn't like how the material felt. Like it was one of those also sports pants here. I didn't like the material at all. It was kind of felt cheap and bad. And I was like, nah, sending it back. So I've been on Apple so far exclusively, but I bought three different ones. One I'm actually wearing. So this is so I bought three kind of these sport. I think they're called, what are they called? Sports band. It's not sport loop because it's the loop thingy.
Yeah. I think it's just a sport band.
Yeah. I think it's the sport band, you know, the rubber thingy. So I bought these two. I don't know if I will try to explain it for the people listening. So one is like pink with some flowers kind of etched it. So there's like a little texture to it. Doesn't look identical. The back is actually a lighter color than the front. So the front is kind of fuchsia almost, like dark pink. The back is light pink. So that's one of the differences. But other than that, and the clasp thing is a little bit different. But other than that, actually, I like it. And they were $10. The same thing. I have a lighter colored, like light pink, I would call it, with some flowers on it. Also, really feels really good. Both sides the same color in this case. I bought it's not a Milanese loop because it's not a full-on loop. It also has kind of, it's like a, it has a fading color a little bit. I think, yeah, you can see it in the camera a little bit.
I like the color.
Yeah, from like gold to purplish, I would say.
Yeah, it's like kind a cool of gradation thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. It's not an entire loop because it's like, it's basically two parts and you can move basically where it clasps. It's like, but it's magnets and everything. This actually, I have a rose gold Milanese loop from Apple. Like really expensive. This was also, I think, 10 or 15 probably. So about a tenth of the price, and it, for me, feels the same. I don't know how, we'll see how it goes over time, if it, like, whatever, falls apart or turns gray or whatever happens to it. We'll see how good it really is. But for $15, I mean, I think the other one is like 150 or 200 even, the one from Apple.
Yeah.
Probably worth it. Probably some fancy whatever they did with it. But this is like good. And then the third one I'm wearing.
Hold on. I have to go back to your...
Sure.
To the one you were just holding.
The Milanese one.
Okay, so the Milanese one... Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So the magnetic part for the loop, it connects through the middle.
Yeah, they have. There's basically two magnets.
Mine, where it's just one magnet.
Yeah, yeah. So the Apple one, the Apple one is literally, it's like a full strap, and then the middle part can move along. And this is basically two parts. So there's like one strap here. And then there's a second part. Basically, it's split in half, kind of. You can think about it. But you can move that around. It has two magnets because of that. So there's one here to hold it in place, and then the other one. So, which I actually prefer, to be honest. I like it that way. So, it's that. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that seems a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that. You can move how far you need it, and it just... That's one of the things I didn't like about the Milanese loop from Apple. Depending on the length, it just ends up somewhere on your wrist, the end. And this way you can actually move it around so that it's symmetrical, which some people want. So as I said, and for the price, you could buy 10 of them. Even if they, whatever, after half a year they look ugly and you don't want to wear them, then environmentally probably not the best thing, but they can buy 10 of them. Can find 10 different colors of them if you want and wear all of them. So yeah, it's cool. And then the last one is the one I'm actually wearing right now. Same thing, it's like a sport thing. It's orange and it's a Halloween theme, so it has little flying pumpkins, almost like kind of a mix between pumpkin and like a bat or something on them, and so on. The back, and that's the only thing I was like, this is weird, but you don't see it. The back is light, like the front is like a very strong orange, and the back is kind of a light, almost skin color. So it's like, okay, this is weird. It's probably saved some color there. I mean, but you don't see it when you wear it. So I'm okay with that. And as I said, I like the quality of the material. So that's, for me, the most important thing. If it feels bad, if it smells bad, whatever, I'm sending it back. Because I didn't like that.
Sure.
But it doesn't smell at all. Like, it's really good. You know, you have that sometimes.
Now you have me looking at Halloween Apple Watch bands on mm-hmm. Amazon right now.
Yeah.
I had not done.
I'll get
there's
the link in a second.
There's some fun stuff.
Yeah, that was the thing. Literally, there was like, I filtered it down to the things that like I can order on Prime that are well reviewed and whatever, and there's like literally 3,000 well reviewed options. And I'm like,
so
okay.
All right, check out the link that I just put in. I can't put it in because it's too big.
Well, you can cut
sorry,
off
everyone.
all the tracking stuff from Amazon, and then it fits.
Let's try that.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
I bet I didn't cut all that off. Where'd my cursor go? There it is.
Masten, that's the one. Let me see if this is available in the US. You just change it from Germany.
There we go. I didn't cut off the tracking stuff.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Oh, that is funny. So it's try to explain it. It's kind of a watch band that has four strands with like charms on them, almost like a bracelet.
Yeah, yeah. It's like four bead bracelets.
Yeah,
Halloween colors
very
with
fun.
Halloween charms on them.
Yeah, that is actually fun, and it's $14. So yeah, we're okay. The one I ordered is not available in US. If I change the link, it's not available. Let's see.
So, all right. So there's a bunch of cool, fun Halloween bands.
Yeah. So go to, I mean, you will probably find exactly the same band that I have with a different name, because it's all, you know, Chinese company, random generated name. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking at multiple bands right now that are exactly that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
Meaning, same band, different companies, different name. But it's obviously the same band, even the same photo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. I don't know why they do that, but probably so that if one of them gets reviewed badly, it doesn't influence the other in the world. So, but they're good.
Sense.
I don't know. They have good reviews. So, good.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of good, have you heard of TSO Host?
No, never heard of him. Tell me more.
Well,
I wanna
Patrice, let me tell you, why is TSO Host good? Well, they're a web hosting company, and they help you buy your domain names, you know, all the internet stuff. What makes them good for me personally is that they're super cool and generous, because they're taking all of their services and giving those to us here at the British Tech Network so we can do what we do. They give us the bandwidth we need so we can live stream multiple shows every single week. They give us the hosting space we need, so there's a place for the website to live, so you can go and see what's coming up and then get to the live chat recordings, mm-hmm. so you can see what we talked about on episodes. And they give us the server space so that all of the show recordings have a place to live, so you can watch or listen to episodes anytime you want. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to do what we do, because it does take a lot of resources. So we really appreciate that TSO Host is doing all of this for us. So thank you, TSO Host. Please, everyone, just go online and thank TSO Host for being here and supporting us. Easy to do, only takes a minute, and it's a great way to show our appreciation. So please go give them some online love. Since you're part of the BTN family, they're doing a little something extra for you. If you need to buy a domain name, like you're ready to buy Patrice's coolwatchbands.com, you can go add that to your cart, and then they're already going to give you a good price, but it's going to get better for you because you have the discount code BTN20, and you get an extra 20% off. So, thank you, TSO Host, for being here and supporting us. And Patrice, since we can mix it up a little bit, I talked about TSO Host. Do you want to talk about the amazingly awesome live chat that, by the way, you're responsible for it being so amazing and awesome. Thank you for that.
Sure, why not? So we have a really, really cool live chat. If you're watching this right now, then you already know about it because it is literally on our live streaming page. So live.britishtechnetwork.com, if you go over there, then you can see us recording this every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for this very show, so the Mac show. But you can also do Thursdays, every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time, for the big show where we talk about non-Apple side of things. I mean, unless we do a crossover episode like we did a couple of weeks ago with Ian, where they talked about Linux on a Mac. But usually it's non-Apple topics, and we talk about gaming and about chip design and like a lot of travel tips we did yesterday. Probably not super tech related, but in the beginning we had some, the British Travel Network came out. So yeah, we're doing a lot of fun things on that show as well, and that's also the show where we have the only Brit right now. If there is someone that wants to join this show and from the UK and for the British Tech Network, please let us know. It would be really cool to have more Brits on the show.
We do like to have token Brits on the
Yeah,
British Tech
exactly.
Network.
Yeah. So it's not just the American Tech Network. Someone literally commented on that the other day. It's like I told him about the show and he's from the UK and he was like, "Yeah, there's no Brits on the British Tech Network." I'm like, "Yep. Yeah, I don't know. They just disappeared." So
So weird.
so weird. Yeah. But anyway, live.britishtechnetwork.com. You can go there, watch us live. By the way, just want to mention it. Daylight savings changes are coming up in Europe. So for the next week, it will be a mess because the shows stay on basically European British time, British, I always say British time, whatever that is. Well, and but we change an hour back. Yeah, we change an hour back basically. So that means because the US is not doing it, and I think Canada as well, like something like that, it's basically off by 1 hour for everybody. And unless you're in Arizona or in Hawaii or one of the few other places where they don't do daylight savings, then it goes back to normal. But for those rare places that are lucky enough that they don't do that crap, then it's simply off by 1 hour, whatever direction that is. Just look it up. I never get it right. I will post it on social media tonight. So just look at that. If you want to get to the links, we have tons of links in the chat already. And also for all the previous shows, head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and then tell the friendly calendar, click on the date that you would like to see the transcript for, because we do have a transcript for every show. And today's date would be October 25th, 2024. Almost Halloween. Next week we'll have a Halloween show. So there's that.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
That will be
Yep.
fun.
Maybe I'll have to order a Halloween band to wear for the Halloween show.
You should, yeah. It's only $10, right? So why not?
Right? Yeah. All right. Well, Patrice, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And it is now time for some cool things.
Oh, yes. So my cool thing is very easy today. I'm not going to cost you any money unless you don't have a Vision Pro.
if
I'm
there's
kidding.
another $3,500 I gotta drop.
At least, yeah. So my cool thing today, I thought, I mean, I could have done some Apple TV Plus shows, but I was thinking, I had last week a really cool experience with FaceTime on the Vision Pro. I've never, like, FaceTime has been like, yeah, I've had very few people who actually use it. And other than, I think, FaceTime audio with my mom, I'm not using it that much because most people don't have it, don't want to use it, don't think about it, whatever. So we always use Zoom or Teams or whatever. And then I did some friends on InSpace, we did a FaceTime call with the Vision Pro. And I was like blown away. We were literally, so it's like, literally, if it's less than five people, including you get a fully immersive thing. So it's not a window with like a person in it, like on Zoom or whatever. It's literally they're floating in your environment. So I was standing in my kitchen and we
Wow.
were all standing, like I think one of us was sitting and everybody else was standing up, and they are literally to the right height. So they're like, "Oh, you're tall.
Wow.
Oh, you're short." Whatever. Like literally, you could tell. And then someone walked away and went downstairs and literally could see them walk away and then go downstairs. into my wall, because that's kind of, they can't, of course, work with your environment. So literally they walk into my kitchen and then the wall, but you can see them go downstairs. That's literally, it does figure out, like, relative to other people, how, like, how, where you are, how high everything is. You can sit down, whatever. We were literally sitting on a beach in Bora Bora, because it's one of the environments. We did actually switch to a couple of environments. We were on the moon. We were on Yosemite. Mm-hmm. We were, the other one called that Apple showed in the keynote. I'm blanking. The one with the water in the woods. Blanking on it. Mount Hood. Mount Hood, we were there, and then we were sitting on the beach in Bora Bora, like in the dusk, kind of, that's the situation they have. The palms are moving, it's like you get a little bit of a soundscape, and we're like around like a campfire, because you can put 3D objects there, so we put a 3D campfire in the middle, and we're literally sitting there and talking. In between, we even like opened because you can do... share, what's it called? SharePlay. So we opened Plex server, Jellyfin, whatever. We could have watched some movies together. We didn't because we wanted to talk. But we could have literally sat there, like it's a big screen in front of you when you watch some movie together. We did play some cards, or actually we threw some cards at each other. We didn't actually play. But there's literally, there's a couple apps nowadays on a Vision Pro where you can do all kinds of games, like tabletop games or whatever. And literally, like, there's a table in front of you. And someone mentioned that someone recently wanted to put, like, a glass on it. And, of course, it fell down because it's not real. But it looks real. It looks, I mean, to your brain, I mean, even though you know it's a virtual thing, it's a virtual environment. And, like, Apple does everything to kind of not make it look too realistic. Like, your persona is still, there's like this hazy ghost thing around you and the table. You see it's kind of, it's not 100%. It doesn't look real. But your brain at some point just thinks it is. I mean, I've literally ducked under virtual windows out of the way. I'm like, why should I do it? I can literally just walk through it. But you just do that because it's just natural to you. So it's that we threw cards at each other and stuff like that. It was so much fun. So that's why honestly, if you want to, I mean, everybody I've seen, everybody, like, they're grinning, they're smiling. It is just unreal how really viscerally good it is. And as I said, it's probably the worst it's ever going to be. It's probably going to improve and get better. I think I've heard that they're going to do like full body personas at some point and stuff like that. I said, right now you cut off kind of somewhere like belly button area or like a little bit above, I think, even stuff like that. So it's only going to get better from here. It is, if you have a Vision Pro, go do it. I spent literally 4 hours with the people hanging out, kind of, and we were, I mean, there was like one person in Germany, one person I think in the UK, and I think two from the US and me, so across the world. Couldn't tell. It was real time, live. We were almost as if we were sitting together. And we all knew, like, this is virtual, this is not real. Literally, we're sitting there talking, campfire, stuff like that.
That's super cool.
That was awesome. I was really flashed away. I was like, it's just unreal.
Super cool. And you're right, didn't cost anything unless you don't already have a Vision Pro.
Yeah, if you have, I mean, don't buy the Vision Pro just for that. Actually, no, go buy the Vision Pro just for that. You will find other stuff to use it for.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, it is, as I said, it is insane. Like, the reality is just insane. So FaceTime, like, for the first time, I think FaceTime is good for something, because none of the other apps can do that currently.
That's super
also
cool.
To some extent Apple's fault, because they are not exposing that API yet.
Which is lame.
Yeah, but it's going to happen. It's like other apps already have access to it, so it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. All right. Well, then how about if I follow that up with a cool thing that's not going to cost you any money.
Good.
Unless you don't already have a Mac.
Okay. That's a good thing, because I have one.
And it seems to be an appropriate pick for right now, because the whole daylight savings window starts happening.
Mm-hmm.
And my pick is a Mac app called There.
Oh, yes.
T-H-E-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a free little app that lives in your menu bar. And It's like a time zone app, but instead of you're just picking cities and keeping track of time zones based on cities, you put in your friends' names and what city they're in. So, like for me right now, when I look at it, there, Patrice,
Yeah.
it is 6:31
It
for you
is.
right now in the evening,
It
and for
is.
Ewan, it's 5:31 in the evening.
It's also correct.
For Dave and Chuck, who aren't with us this week, it is 11:31 in the morning. And anyhow, I have a bunch of friends in here, and you can put their faces, like you can put images for their faces if you want. If you don't, it has the flag for their country, and it includes a little badge on that graphic that gives you a visual indication like what time of day it is. So like right now when I look at you, Patrice, I can tell that it's around sunset. Like it's
Well,
evening time.
it's dark already, yes.
Yeah. And for Dave or Chuck or Brian, hey, it's the day. It's morning. Coming up on lunchtime.
That's true.
Anyhow, it's super easy to add people, and Patrice, thank you for dropping my link in the chat because I dropped it in, and apparently at the same time I got dumped from the chat and I have just rejoined.
Yeah, looks like it. Oh, good.
Anyhow, yeah, it's free. And
Very
at
cool.
least one of the developers is a woman, which I think is super cool.
Yes. I don't know what happened. I used to have it and I lost it somewhere, but I'm right now even installing it. It is a really cool app and I liked it.
It's a great little app. It's one of those awesome one-trick pony kind of apps where once you've got it installed, it's like, why haven't I had this already?
Yeah, exactly. That was literally my question. Why do I have, why, where is it gone? Why did I lose this? Because it is really cool.
And now I'm thinking, who have I forgotten to add that's a friend that's in a different time zone than I am? And I should just make a list so that I remember to get all of my friends in here.
Yeah, make a list, check it twice. Yeah, but oh, you can also do time travel where you can say minus something hours plus something hours. Oh, this is funny. I like it. That's cool.
Oh, I had no idea. I
Yeah.
just learned something new.
Yeah, so you can say, oh, we're meeting in an hour, and you just drag it and say, okay, that is this time in your time zone.
That's
Yeah,
fantastic.
it is fantastic. So download it. Really good thing. It doesn't cost you anything unless you don't have a Mac.
Right. There,
Then it's 3,000.
THERE.
Then it's 3,000. You could buy a mini. Sorry, not a mini.
You could buy a mini
You could buy a
for
mini.
600
Yeah,
bucks.
I was thinking the MacBook Air, but
500 bucks even.
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, or a MacBook Air. Yeah.
Yeah, true. Okay, so it's not going to cost you as much as the Vision Pro.
No. But you
So
still have to
buy,
pay money if you don't have the Mac.
just so that you can use the Dare app, you should buy a Mac.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right.
Good one.
Patrice,
Yes.
it's time for us to wrap up.
Yes.
So, first, thank you. This has been so much fun.
It has been.
I always enjoy getting to spend time with you.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And today we had the time to indulge my random brain all over the place brain, I guess, because it's only us
Hey, you
two.
know, it's we had a great time, and I'm always along for the ride.
That's true,
Yeah. Hey, if other people want to join in on the ride, where can people find you?
Here, almost every week on the Big Show and on the Mac Show on the British Tech Network, and I say almost every week because sometimes I'm traveling and then I can't join, but most of the time I'm here. You can find all the links to my projects, podcasts, and social media links, and literally everything I'm doing, random thoughts, every whatever, every 2 years or something, I have a blog post up. Whenever I feel like, hey, I want to write something, I'll throw it up there. I have all of that on my website, thepatrice.com, redirects to brandonmoore.net, because nobody can spell that, so thepatrice.com is easier for you. Mm-hmm. And Jeff and I just realized that, see, one of the things I forgot to do today was post the episode. I'll do that afterwards. Retro Rewatch is our podcast where we do more of this, but less, kind of less random and less Apple-focused, and more we rewatch really cool retro TV shows. We're rewatching and have been rewatching for a little while SG-1, Stargate SG-1, Season 1 currently. We're on episode 15 of Stargate SG-1. Which is should be Singularity, if I remember correctly. Episode 14 of our podcast, because, you know, the pilot was two episodes, what we did in one. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're on one off. I mean, anyway, season two, it's going to change, so it doesn't matter. So should be out shortly, because I have awesome. Already edited. The article is already there. I just literally have to put it together and hit the publish button, so I'll do that. RetroRewatch.com. Go listen to it.
Awesome. All right. Then for me, Jay Gamut on social media, on all of them, I'm active on Mastodon and Instagram right now. So if you send me a message on one of the other social media platforms, I'm probably not going to see it. Let's see, for shows, Tuesdays, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Thursdays, Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS. And Dave gets an extra shout out because he lets us use his show notes from In Touch with iOS so that we don't have to go hunting for all of the interesting news we're going to talk about. So, Dave, thanks for that. Then here in the British Tech Network, The Big Show on Thursdays, The Mac Show on Fridays, and Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine.
Great show.
And as Patrice pointed out, thank you. As Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. And if you're watching live right now, that means in mere moments, you'll be able to check out this week's Retro Rewatch.
Yeah, like half an hour or something.
See, mere moments.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So with that, Patrice, thank you again for just being so awesome and spending time with me on a Friday morning.
Always.
Or for you, a Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a treat. And let's see. Hey, everyone that's watching and listening live, participating in the live chat, thank you for being here and being part of this. I'm so glad you joined us today. And all of you that watch or listen to the show recordings later on, thank you for being part of this as well. I'm glad all of you are here, even if it's time displaced. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And Tiosa Host, thank you for being here and supporting us. Please give them some online love, everyone. And with that, now it is time to really wrap up. So, everyone, have an awesome weekend. And don't forget to join us next Thursday for The Big Show and come back again on Friday for The Mac Show. And with that, yep, see you later. Have a great weekend.